Hello, and welcome to episode 170 of The Modern Manager. I'm your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart. First, a warm welcome to Jennifer V, and a special welcome back to Beth M, to the Modern Manager community. I hope that you are finding the episode guides and guest bonuses helpful on your Rockstar Manager journey. Membership includes a variety of resources to support your learning journey, so if you are not yet a member, go to themodernmanager.com/join to learn more. And if you work for a government or a nonprofit agency, you get 20% off of any membership level. Now, today's episode is about hiring great people. Hiring is hard and often exhausting, so when you finally do make an offer, you want it to be the right person. In addition to looking at all the things you would normally look at to get the right fit in the role, I always look for a few other competencies, because if the person has these, it makes everything else so much easier.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart.
In his book, Good to Great, Jim Collins talks about getting the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, and then the right people into the right seats. Now, what he's really saying is that you need to have people who share the values that foster the culture you want to create and the right knowledge, skills, and competencies to perform well in their role. And I completely agree with both of those things. But there is one more layer to hiring that is about hiring great people regardless of your team culture or the role. In my experience, these three magical competencies or characteristics or mindsets or whatever you want to call them are number one, self-awareness. Number two, a learning orientation, and number three, a how might we mindset. Each of these has a few different dimensions to consider, so we're going to walk through them each individually. But at the end of the day, you can sum it all up to having strong self-awareness, a strong learning orientation, and a strong how might we approach. So starting with self-awareness, this is a person's ability to see themselves objectively or honestly. There are three dimensions to self-awareness that I find it useful to consider. These are an honest assessment of who you are, awareness of how you show up in the world and how others experience you, and understanding why you act, feel, or think the way you do. So starting with who you are, you want to know if a candidate can honestly look at themselves and know what they're good at and what they struggle with. Are they willing to admit the things that they are not good at? Because, of course, no one is good at everything. Do they see moments where their strengths become overused and therefore become weaknesses? Do they know under what conditions they thrive and under what conditions they wither? Do they know what stresses them out and how to calm themselves down? A team member who has a healthy understanding of their strengths and weaknesses and knows what they need to succeed is way easier to manage because they don't feel the need to overcompensate. They have high confidence in what they're capable of and a healthy hesitation when asked to do things that they might find challenging. And that balance is exactly what you're looking for because you want people who are confident but not overconfident. The second aspect is recognizing how you show up and impact others. When you can truly see yourself, you can better understand how others might experience you. People who can put themselves in the shoes of others and then look back at their own behaviors are more likely to take ownership over their role in a conflict or admit mistakes. And especially when you're working in a team environment, it is so useful when people are able to step out of their own shoes and see themselves through the eyes of others. And then the third aspect is being able to recognize and explore your behaviors, emotions, and thoughts. And that enables you to control them. People who are able to question themselves, to seek to understand, why did I do that? Or why do I believe in this so strongly? Are able to make choices about how they want to behave instead of going through life habitually. So often we just do and say and think in ways that come naturally to us without ever questioning them. But people who are self-aware in this way are able to see how their choices are either helping or hurting their ability to accomplish good work or build good relationships with their colleagues. And they can then choose to adjust their behavior or mindset accordingly. So that was self-awareness. The second core competency is a learning orientation. And just like self-awareness, it also has three dimensions. The first is a hunger to learn and grow. When you hire people who are invested in learning, it means that they don't need to enter the job knowing everything because you can trust that they will continuously learn as they go. These are people that get excited to learn and try new things that will help them improve. They often seek out and are interested in receiving feedback. And more importantly, they willingly accept it when it's given. Now, that doesn't mean that they will be easy to give feedback to. Some may still find it difficult to hear. But especially if they have a strong self-awareness, they'll take that feedback, examine themselves honestly, and then try to figure out how they can do better. The second part of a learning orientation is a willingness to ask questions. Asking questions and seeking understanding is essential for almost every role. And often asking questions requires someone to admit that they don't know everything, which is a good sign. My grandpa Jerry, who founded our family business, used to say, "Everything I learned from someone else." It was his reminder that we could all learn from everyone around us if only we take the time to ask some questions and recognize that we don't have all the answers. And the last factor of a learning orientation is learning agility. How easy is it to learn and integrate new skills and information? Some people would call this being a quick study or saying that you pick up things fast, but while speed is one aspect of learning agility, it's not the only one. There's also different modes of learning. Everyone has a preferred way of learning, and that can change depending on the context. Sometimes you want to read a book to get big concepts, but you want to watch a video when you're learning how to do something with your hands. There's also things like observing someone else, or trying it yourself, or having someone coach you through it. And when we're learning on the job, we don't always get to choose how we do that learning. So being able to learn through different modes can be really helpful. And related to both the speed and the mode is whether that learning sticks. I've had colleagues where I've had to go over something a few times before they'll get it right, but then once they get it, that learning is cemented in. And then there are other colleagues I've worked with where they get it right quickly, but then 2 days later, they have just completely forgotten everything. The third and final competency is a how might we mindset. I personally am not a believer that it is important to hire people who are hungry and want to excel at life. While those characteristics are great in some roles, at some organizations, and at some stages of life, they are not universal in my mind. And so what I'm talking about here are the characteristics that apply to almost any role in any industry, in any organization, no matter what. So the part of having the drive to deliver results that I think is applicable across the board is the how might we mindset. This how might we mindset has two aspects: proactive problem solving and creative thinking. In episode 20, Lessons from a Real Life Manager with Rick Kiley, Rick describes three types of employees: people who create problems, people who identify problems, and people who solve problems. I love that. It has stuck with me ever since he said it because I think it is so on point. And it is exactly the people who solve problems that are bringing this how might we mindset. They are the people who go and figure things out. They encounter a problem and they put on their thinking cap. And even when they come to you for help, they're not expecting you to solve it for them. They're expecting you to solve it with them. The other aspect of the how might we thinking is the creativity. Instead of getting stuck in the limitations or how things were done before or what's going wrong, they open up possibilities and explore new approaches. They really wonder, well, how might we? Each of these three competencies, self-awareness, a learning orientation, and a how might we mindset, contribute to the likelihood that your candidate will succeed in that role. If they have the baseline skills for the job and the values that align with the culture you're trying to build, then your job of managing them becomes so much easier when they are also self-aware, want to learn, and approach problems constructively. To learn more about the types of questions you can ask during the interview process to better understand a candidate's capabilities, get the guide to this episode. Members get access to every episode guide. So become a member today and check out the more than 50 episode guides in our member portal. Sign up at themodernmanager.com/join. You can also purchase this full guide and any other individual guide at themodernmanager.com/shop. There's also a free mini guide for today's episode, and that is available at themodernmanager.com/mini-guides. All the links are in the show notes and in your inbox, along with that free mini guide if you subscribe to my newsletter. And to get on that list, of course, it's at themodernmanager.com. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.
Meetings are one of the most critical components of healthy collaboration, and teams are at the heart of how we work. Meteor helps you use your time in meetings productively, build healthy relationships with your colleagues, and move work forward. To learn how we do it, visit meteor.com. That's M-E-E-T-E-O-R.com.
You've been listening to The Modern Manager. You're already becoming a rockstar boss of a thriving team, I can tell. To ensure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player and join the mailing list at mamieks.com/podcast. That's M-A-M-I-E-K-S.com mdmanager.com/podcast to get show notes and other special content delivered directly to your inbox. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.